game.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with a big-city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
And good evening. I am so happy to be here with you on this Friday night, Friday the 4th of October. Good evening, everyone. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, getting you set for the Shadron Cardinals and the Chase County Longhorns. Tonight should be special. Quinn Bailey, the starting running back for the Shadron Cardinals, is currently sitting at 910 yards, which means he is 90 yards away from doing something only 59 other players have. Only 24 others have done playing 11-man football. 23 playing all 3 years. In fact, only two from the panhandle of Nebraska, and that's across the 5,000-yard mark. They say in Nebraska high school football that 5,000 yards makes you legendary in this state. Well, tonight very well could be the night that Quinn Bailey becomes one of those legendary figures in Nebraska high school football. Say good evening from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. The Cardinals 5-0, Chase County Longhorns 3-2 on the season. Let's visit the Shadron season real fast. They are undefeated again, coming off of a 34-14 win at Ogallala last Friday night, currently sitting fourth in the power points, sixth in the coaches poll, fourth. In the Lincoln Journal Star poll. This team is elite at 5-0 for the first time since 2021, which they went undefeated, got bounced out of the first playoffs in the first round by Battle Creek. This Shadron Cardinal team, they're senior heavy. Offensive line, all seniors. Their running back, Quinn Bailey, a senior. Their quarterback, Tobin Landon, he's just a sophomore, but he's a very poised young quarterback for the Shadron Cardinals that has a bright future in front of him. Brandon Bryson right on the outside. Two sophomores that can block as good as anyone on the outside. We're just under 30 minutes till we get this game kicked off. We'll go ahead and take our first break. You're tuning in Shadron Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night, or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
We're back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you. Let's look at these two teams a little bit more. I want to talk about Chase County since I really just mentioned their record in the first segment of this broadcast. They are 3-2. They started off the season with a 33-6 win versus Yuma, Colorado. Went on the road to Gothenburg, lost 36-7. Turned around and beat Gordon Rushville 41-0. That was at home. Then went to Cozad on the 21st. Of September, which was a 46-24 loss. Then last time out, they defeated the Alliance Bulldogs 49-0. This is a battle between two Class C1 teams out of C1 Southern Sub-District. Chase County back up in C1 after spending a good four or so years in Class C2, where they made a couple playoff appearances, including last year when they got bounced out by Malcolm in the first round of the game that went to overtime. But this is a team that has a lot of athleticism. They did win. Chase County, as the high school, won the Class C state track meet the past 2 years coming out of Imperial. Here's the thing, though. Their fastest player, Thomas Reeves, he is unfortunately not available for Chase County tonight due to suffering a knee injury in their first week of the game. This team coached by, I'll get this for you correctly, Nathan Gaswick, Calder Forsella, Bo Cano, Brendan Bramer, Nathan Winslick. Looking to get back on track and get their first road win of the season tonight here against the Shattern Cardinals. Yes, they've gone on the road a few times, have not won yet this season. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Well, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank member FDIC as we get you set for the Shattern Cardinals and the Chase County Longhorns coming up out of Imperial making the long trip. Let's take a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for tonight. It is currently 82 degrees here in Shattern. We're going to dip off into the upper 70s, lower 70s, maybe upper 60s by the time we're all said and done and get on out of here tonight here at Cardinal Field. And a look at the forecast. It is very windy tonight. It's going to be a strong wind out of the south, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Could see gusts as high as 30, 35 miles an hour throughout this evening here in Shattern. It is hot. Well, for October, it is hot. It is dry. I'm going to look at the field conditions. The south side of the field looks pretty good. The north side, though, doesn't look the prettiest. I was talking to Rick Berry, the athletic director for the Shattern. For Shattern High School, said it was not as much of lack of rain, but just a little bit of a mistake in terms of the chemical. So when we're on the north side of the field, it is looking kind of brown, but checking the field conditions out before we came on air tonight, and it feels pretty good. So we'll go ahead and take a break, another break. When we come back, my interview with the head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. You're tuning in to Shattern High School football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation, it's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here live on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson now here with the head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Coach, you guys won 34-14 over Ogallala this past Friday night. What did you guys do right in that game?
Well, I thought we were pretty efficient on offense. We had eight possessions, one at the end of each half. You know, we took a knee at the end of the game, and we had about 5 seconds at the end of the other one. So we, I thought we're pretty efficient with five touchdowns, and then we had the one fumble. But I thought we did a good job there. I also thought we made some good adjustments in the second half where we kind of switched our defensive front, and that kind of shut down the things that they did that kind of giving us problems. So I thought we did a good job on the defensive side as well.
So you guys a lot of season high in points for the season so far with 14. What kind of changes do you guys have to make to shut down Chase County, who has a little bit of a better record?
You know, it just comes down to every single team is different. You know, Ogallala comes in with some unique challenges with inside dive and, you know, heavy run, double tight, double wing stuff. And so we had our own challenges there. And then Chase County's going to come in with a completely different set. And so we have some angles and things that we need to correct and improve and some defensive line play. But I don't know if it's a complete overhaul, but just some slight improvements that should help us hopefully fare a little better defensively in this next game.
So you guys are kind of into the meat of the schedule now. You got Chase County this week, Alliance next week, and then Gearing and Sydney at the end of the year, which is right now looking like a big one. How do you keep the guys focused when you have these two games before with Chase County and Alliance before you get to two bigger ones with Gearing and Sydney at the end of the season?
I don't know. That, you know, I guess that could be a bit of a challenge, but I think that the guys understand if we want to be where we want at the end of the year that we have to just continue to take care of business. And so I don't think of it as that big of a challenge. I think they understand the situation, but just keep operating as a business as usual kind of thing and just do the best we can to make things as normal as possible so that there's no question on what we're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so this upcoming Friday night, Quinn Bailey is only 90 yards away from becoming the 60th man in Nebraska high school football history to cross 5,000 yards. What's it been like coaching him throughout his career and seeing him continue to push forward?
Quinn's an unbelievable kid. He's a good leader. He does everything right. He's good in class. He's a hard worker off the field. So coaching Quinn's very easy, and everyone supports him. You know, that 5,000 number has been supported by his offensive line that are mostly in his grade, who have been there for two or three years, and the receivers who have been blocking their butts off for multiple years here. So it's an incredible thing, and it's you know, we hope to even go farther, but it's been fun to coach him and be around him, someone who plays at such a high level.
So I'm going to go back to Chase County. Ogallala ran a double tight, double wing formation. What's Chase County going to bring this Friday night?
They run more of a wing, kind of a, I don't know if you call it a single wing.
So like Mitchell a little bit more.
Maybe more like Mitchell, except it's more option oriented. And they, you know, will bring motion and then carry out that option play. So they're still a run heavy offense, but they're an offense that's not quite as tight and constricted. They like to get outside. I think they won Class C state track 2 years in a row, and a lot of those guys are back, and so they do have some speed on the outside at their wings, at their receivers, at their running back. And so it's definitely going to be a challenge seeing those guys on Friday.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital. Here on the Shattern Community.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Well, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. Let's go ahead and jump into the Shattern Lock Keys of the Game, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Let's jump into the Shattern Cardinals, Shattern Lock Keys of the Game first. I think they're going to need to be really aggressive with their run attack. Chase County might be the best team that they've seen so far. Yeah, we looked through their schedule to the past, and Valentine is 3-2 as well now. Broken Bow's 2-3, and Gothenburg's 2-3. So this might be the best team that Shattern has in front, has on their schedule as of to date. So can you control the run game? Maybe get Tobin Landon a little bit more involved. Yes, it is windy. The gusts are coming out of the south at about 35 miles an hour for tonight. So can you control the run game and maybe get a couple of play-action passes? I think they're going to be there, especially when you're going toward the north side of the stadium, which is to my left tonight. So I think they're going to be there. Can you control the passes and go and throw it deep? And then when you're going toward the south end zone in the face of the wind, can you control the run game? Control the clock for the Shattern Cardinals of your Chase County. Try to. Your goal is a two-stop Gwen Bailey. Let me look at this to make sure I get this correct. One, two, three. Three of his five games, he's rushed for 300 yards this season, including a sneaky 301 last week in Ogallala. He ranks top of the state by 200-something yards. Fifth in the nation with 1,420 yards. That's just this season. And third in the nation in terms of yards per game. Chase County has came out of their locker room. To my left, out of the middle school, they're going to be wearing their white uniforms with black helmets, white pants. Shattern, who's about to enter stadium to my right out of Shattern High School, is going to be in black uniforms with white helmets, Cardinal logo on the side of the helmet, black pants, and white numbers. In fact, the Cardinals are in the inflatable helmet to my right. Good evening on tap. Got three more to go after tonight. Go to the Lions next week, gearing the week after, and then Sydney to wrap up the regular season. Six wins for Shattern got them into the playoffs last year. Win tonight. Very well could do so. Get tonight next week. Well, thinking about a home game maybe in the first weekend of November. And the Cardinals have entered the field with it being Think Pink tonight. Think Pink Night. Tonight to honor breast cancer awareness. They do have pink socks on tonight. There is a pink ribbon painted at the 35-yard line on the near side, along with the numbers tonight for the near side. Looking on the far side of the field, I do not see it on the far side, but there is a pink ribbon with white trim at the 35-yard line along the numbers. The teams have both entered the field. We'll hang here for a second just so we can take a break more. Cohesion with the national anthem tonight, the American flag and the Nebraska state flag at the 50-yard line on the far side of the field, blowing directly straight with these 35-mile-an-hour winds. Good crowd. Coming up from Imperial, good 3.5-4-hour drive, making the trip up here on a windy Friday. Looks like we're about to go into the national anthem, so go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have Country Kitchen starting lineups. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football here on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field and Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding standard excellence in healthcare. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. Now, this is just a projected starting lineup for the two teams tonight. They haven't done the coin toss yet, so we'll be paying attention as they do this. This is usually a ceremonial. I did not see them do it, but it'll give me, even if they did, it'll give me a good idea what's going on. But Shattern's going to come out with Tobin Landon as their starting quarterback, Quinn Bailey, a 5'8" senior, Kaden Busker, a 5'9" senior at the fullback position. Then out at wide receiver, you got Brandon Bryson, right along with Talon Jelinek and Tobin Rust. Then on the offensive line, you got Zane Collars, Alex Fisher, John Fintel, Owen West, and Bryson Bickle.
Tonight's coin toss is sponsored by Platte Valley Bank.
On the defense Platte side Valley of the ball for the Shattern Cardinals here. On the defensive line at the end's
joining
position will be Zane Collars, Owen West, along with Talon Jelinek. Out at tackle is Bryson
Company
Bickle, John Fintel, and Alex Fisher. Your linebackers tonight for the Shattern Cardinals, Quinn Bailey, Kaden Busker, Lane Davidson, and Tobin Russ. Then out at defensive back, Braden Wright and Bryson Wright. Tobin Meyer missed last week with a concussion. He's working his way back. Should be back next week against Lions, but he's unavailable tonight in this game. Kicker for Shattern is JT Obando. Punter is Quinn Bailey. Their head coach is Michael Sandstrom. And on the flip side of things for Chase County Longhorns, out of running back will be Tucker Mullendor. Cole Clevenger, along with Tristan Dubonsky out there in the starting lineup. Number 12, Malachi Christensen is their starting quarterback. Creighton Paisley will also be in at quarterback from time to time. Tuck Cooper is starting tight end on the offensive line. Weston Minton will get him vote, along with Destry Russell, Zach Ternan, and Sergio Quintana. Carson Terryberry is also on the offensive line, and Lise Cole is out wide receiver. Their head coach is Nathan Gaswick. Calder Frosella is an assistant coach, along with Bo Picano, Brendan Bramer, Nathan Winslick.
Today he continues his service to his country.
And for the Shattern Cardinals, head coach Michael Sandstrom, assisted by Mike Fletcher, Mitch Berry, Josh Dickman, Andrew Wendelin, Javier Zamora, and Remington Ferry.
Tom Donahue,
they're about,
and all the veterans
they
for
have
their
pleaded
service to our country.
The coin toss out there. Did not see what's going on, what happened due to reading through the starters, but they are completing the rest of the ceremonial coin toss right now as we are nearing the top of the hour on KCSR. Color guard.
Imperial is receiving.
Imperial is receiving. Thanks to our Brad Moore, who is sitting right in front of me. Thank you, Brad, for that. Imperial will receive the ball to open up the game. Well, every Friday we get to meet up. We got at least three more times to do that this season. Hopefully more. If a win tonight will probably give us that more time to meet up to come November. But we have reached the top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR, Shattered Nebraska, and Shadrad.com. The kickoff tonight is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Tracy Strothide, and State Farm is there for you. Our first quarter will be sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. I'd like to thank you so much for spending your Friday evenings with me so far this season. We've been together five times already, the sixth time. Tonight, we could be witnessing history with Quinn Bailey, 60th person in Nebraska high school football history to rush for 5,000 yards, only 90 yards away from doing that tonight. Imperial will receive the first half kickoff. Shattern will be going right to left with the wind at their back to begin this first quarter. JT Obando walking out to the 40-yard line right in between the hashes to get the football. He'll lay it flat on the tee once he gets it here in a moment. Chase County Longhorns out of Imperial, still huddling on the far sideline at the 30-yard line. The sun will set here in about 30 minutes here in Shattern. Chase County Longhorns taking their time, breaking the huddle, trying to milk this out a little bit more. Busy day for Shattern High School sports. The cross country team is in Scottsbluff. Should be done and on their way back here in a little bit. Volleyball lost to Rapid City Stevens 0-2. And the Twin Cities Invite, they got another match coming up here in 30 minutes. Tomorrow, softball is in Imperial, taking on Chase County and Alliance before they go to sub-districts on Monday in Janine.
$5, you get a bowl of chicken noodle soup or chili.
Out in Twin River, JT Obando has put the ball on the tee, is running up and fires it away, and we are underway here from Shattern. Ball bounces back to the 10-yard line. It gets tipped by the returner, Tate Hubbard. He gets up the field toward the 18-yard line and gets swallowed up. It'll be a first and 10 for the Longhorns. As Shattern Volunteer Fire Department, our own Jared Furno gracefully puts his time and effort into helping them out. They actually have their ladder truck out here tonight with an American flag flying. So it'll be Chase County ball. We burn 8 seconds off the clock after the return. And back at quarterback will be Malachi Christensen, number 12. They're going to come out in a spread look. Christensen will be in the shotgun. Does have a man to his right, can't see the number. It's number 2. It's an quick pitch to the near side. Mondor gets through the corner, gets to the 15-yard line. He gets swallowed up. Got a yard and a half.
Mondor on the carry, stopped by Busker.
Caden Busker in on the stop. They give him 3. Got across the 16-yard line. So it'll be a 2nd and 7. Upcoming, this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. 2nd and 7 from their own 16-yard line, Chase County, with first possession of the game. Face to the wind right now in the backfield with Christensen is Luis Coe. It's a handoff to Coe. He goes up the middle. Gets swallowed up, ripped down by, it looked like Jace Hoffman. Yeah, it was Jace Hoffman as Coe got to the 20-yard line. So it'll be a 4-yard carry.
Coe on the carry. Hoffman on the stop. Brings up 3rd and 3.
So it'll be a 4-yard carry. Make it 3rd and 3. For Chase County, Shattern has been really good about not allowing first downs in the first half. They did allow an opening 74-yard touchdown run to Ogallala last week. One of the 2 touchdowns Ogallala got, season high, allowed by the Cardinals this season. As getting the shotgun snap is Christensen. He's getting chased in the backfield, throws it as he was getting hit. Pass is incomplete. He's looking for Tristan Jablonski. Went through his hands. It'll be a 4th and 3 after the incomplete pass. And it looks like they're going to punt. Back to punt is number 57, Caden Vogt. He's an offensive lineman. Back to receive for the Cardinals is Trey Owsley along with Braden Wright. Good snap, good punt into the swing, and Owsley's going to come up to get it. He gets taken down at the hip at the Chase County 40-yard line.
Owsley on the return.
End up being about a 20-yard net punt, 21-yard net punt. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals from the Chase County 41-yard line. Shattern High School football is sponsored by Wahlstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Aero Building Center, and Home Haven. As we get our first look at the Shattern Cardinal offense, they're going to come out with four wide receivers on the near side. That's Tobin Landon in the backfield. From the far side, it is Quinn Bailey who gets the handoff, and he shuffles the feet, gets ripped down in the backfield.
Bailey on the carry, stopped in the backfield by Hubbard.
It was Hubbard, they said. I thought I saw Tristan Doblonsky in.
Second and 13.
On the first carry, on the first one in, so it'll be a 3-yard loss, but it gets second and 13. Now Bailey's 93 yards away. Healthy crowd on hand, a busy weekend here in Shattern. Shattern State Eagles play tomorrow, taking on Adams State. Both teams looking for their first RMAC win. So it'll be a second and 12 upcoming for the Cardinals. Quinn Bailey in the Wildcat, one wide receiver. It's Lane Davidson near side. He goes in motion now, far on the far side. Bailey gets a snap. It's a direct run to the right side, gets to the hash marks, cuts upfield. Quinn Bailey looking for room upfield and gets down to the 25-yard line. Give him an 18-yard carry. Got ripped down by a last-ditch effort
by Mullender.
That'll make it a first and 10 Cardinals from the Chase County 25-yard line. 10:09 to go in this first quarter. Shattern High School football on 610 AM KCSR is sponsored by Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, and Eagles Chevrolet. First and 10 Cardinals are going to stay with Bailey. As the quarterback, four wide receivers near side, Davidson comes in motion. It's a fake handoff to Davidson. Bailey goes up the middle. Bailey gets ripped down from behind as he goes across the 15 to the 12.
Bailey on the carry, brought down by Cole.
It was Cole on the tackle. I want to see where they spot that. I believe it's a 13-yard carry. Yeah, it is a 13-yard carry. That'll make it a first and 10. Cardinals with a little bit of extra room. They're actually going to put them at the 11, so we'll put that in the step because it's a 14-yard carry. So the Cardinals do have, oh yeah, they moved it back to the 12, so it'll be a 13. I'm just going off the scoreboard tonight in terms of my yardages. So when he gets to that 90 mark, we can definitely be 100% confident. As Bailey's in the shotgun, as Davidson to his left, man in motion, Davidson lead block, Bailey cuts to the near side, gets ripped down on the crispy grass.
The carry stopped by Hubbard.
Trying to see where they spot the ball. He got down to the 8.5-yard line. 5-yard carry for Bailey means a second and 5 upcoming. Shattern breaks the huddle. 8:50 to go in this first quarter. They'll go back with Tobin Landon back in the shotgun. Buskirk and Davidson heavy set right. Bailey near side. Bailey comes in motion. It's a snap to Landon. He was close to having his knee on the ground when he received the snap. Bailey up the middle toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Bailey up the middle for the score.
Quinn Bailey, all 40 of the yards on the possession to his name. And the Cardinals lead 6-0. And we have a player down for Chase County. Don't see who it is at the moment. Chase County is going to go to the far sideline as the trainer for the Shattern Cardinals comes out. He's getting up and he looks okay. Tate Hubbard, the injured player for Chase County Longhorns, he will walk gingerly to the far sideline. Shattern will most likely go for two, even though they have the wind at their back. 6-0 here in this first quarter. Shattern Cardinal team right now 5-0. Their best win so far this season in terms of divisions, which is how many power points are calculated, is looking like Valentine at the moment, who is Division II opponent. Gearing in Sydney, currently Division I, later on in the schedule, as Bailey will be in the Wildcat for this two-point conversion. Ball's right at the hash mark, just a touch to the right, a bigger part from the middle of the field. It's a low snap. Bailey picks it up off the turf, runs toward the end zone. That's an easy one for Bailey. Two-point conversion is good. It is 8-0 Cardinals with 8:38 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Football here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
A 5-play, 40-yard drive that took about 3 minutes off the clock, and the Shadron Cardinals lead 8-0 over the Chase County Longhorns. Chase Thompson here with you. Shadron Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR, sponsored by Skeeters Napa, Shadron Lumber, Heritage Seed, Orford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, and Hauser's Grab and Go. JT Obando kicks it off. It's picked up at the 25-yard line. The runner comes near side. It's Tristan Jablonski, and he gets ripped down at the 30-yard line. Down to the 31, so it'll be a first and 10 Longhorns from their own 31-yard line.
Tripped up by Jenkins.
Chase County went three and out in their first possession.
From their own 31-yard line.
If you want to rewind to last week when the Shadron Cardinals took on the Ogallala Indians down in Ogallala. Ogallala scored on the first play from scrimmage in the game. The Shadron Cardinal defense stepped up big. Ogallala ended up getting a second touchdown, which is the most points allowed by the Shadron Cardinals. In fact, Cardinals defense has only allowed 4 touchdowns so far this season. Still, as in the shotgun is, Christensen, he gets a snap, hands it off up the middle, getting ripped down after a gain of a yard or two as Wallendorf.
Wallendorf on the carry.
Gets two.
Fisher
was the first one in on the tackle, so to make it a second and 8 for Longhorns. As the sun slowly starts to set behind me to my west. Softball team here in attendance. We got a trip down to Imperial tomorrow, then go to Genoa on Monday to take on Bear in the first round of sub-district tournament, Twin River. And can't think of the other teams involved. As Christensen in the shotgun takes a deep shot, and it goes long looking for Tristan Jablonski. There he was thrown into the wind on that, and it hung up a touch, but it was still overthrown. It'll make it third and long. Third and 8 for Chase County. Now, you want to look through the series history between these two teams. Shadron does lead 10-8. They were regular opponents when Chase County was in C1. Even then, when their first 2 years in C2, they were regular opponents. Shadron's won the last two. They haven't met since 2021. As Christensen, this is in shotgun, runs near side, looks left, gets swallowed up in the backfield. It's a sack for the Shadron Cardinals. Who is it?
Clean sack by Cullers and Jenkins.
That is number 70, Zane Cullers, with the sack. That's his second of the season. That is a 9-yard loss. No, 8-yard loss. So it'll be a 4th and 18. That's actually 10. 4th and 18 for Chase County. No punt. Good punt. Sent downfield. It's going to bounce and roll to the Shadron Cardinal 48-yard line.
Down at the Shadron 49-yard line, where they will take over.
That'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals. Yards to the end zone. Shadron will get the ball back as it'll be Tobin Landon in the shotgun, Quinn Bailey near side. They'll go four on the far side. They're all spread out pretty evenly for this wide receiver just to step past the hash. This is a snap to Landon. Bailey gets the handoff. Bailey rolls across to the 45 to the 40. Gets 12 yard line. 12 yards. Yeah, that's 12. Now 11.
At the 39 yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals from the Chase County 39. First and 10, Shattern. From the 40-yard line. Landed under center. He brings a man in motion. Bailey, the far back. It's a handoff to the left side. Buzzy goes across the 25 to the 20. A 19-yard carry for Caden Busker.
Busker on the carry brought down by Russell.
Russell with the tackle for Chase County. Cardinals are making it look easy. That's actually a 20-yard carry for Buzzy. Shattern already at 71 yards rushing. We're about halfway through this first quarter. Sponsored by Nebraska Bank. As Landon will come out in the shotgun, has Bailey behind him. Single back in the pistol. It's a handoff to Bailey. Just jumps through one tackler. Gets to the 11-yard line. That's an 8-yard carry for Bailey.
Bailey on the carry. Tackled by Cole.
He came in to this game tonight averaging 8.4 yards per carry on the season. Career-wise, he's at about 7.8. So it'll be second and 2 Cardinals from the 11-yard line. 5:50 to go in this first quarter. Shattern's going to come out with a pistol set. On the far side is Braden Wright. Talon Jelinek on the near side. It's a handoff to Bailey up the middle. He gets swallowed up, but he might have gotten the first down. Yeah, they're going to give him the first down. I want to see exactly where they mark him. I believe that's a 2-yard carry.
Hubbard. Be first and goal.
It's a 3-yard carry. So to make it a first and goal, Cardinals from the Chase County 8-yard line. First and goal, Cardinals from the Chase County 8-yard line. 5:15 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter as Landon's in behind center. Gets the snap out of the pistol. Bailey jumps upfield, gets swallowed up after a gain of a yard.
Bailey on the carry.
So it'll be
a off the bottom of the pile is Mendenhall.
Second and goal from the 7-yard line.
It'll be second and goal from the 7.
Clock ticking. Shattern High School football here on 610 AM KCSR is sponsored by First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, and Legacy Co-op. Special thanks to all of our sponsors who come on board, let it be sponsoring a spot during our commercial breaks or one of my live reads. Thank you for allowing me to be able to do this every Friday night. Absolutely grateful for what you allow me to do as Bailey gets the snap out of the Wildcat. He throws a man off, goes to the far side, gets bumped out of bounds. Maybe a 3-4 yard carry. They get a better look from the. It's a 5-yard carry for Bailey.
Third and goal from the 2.
It'll be a third and goal from the 2-yard line for the Cardinals. Taking their time, had a first and goal from the 8, and two plays later, it's a third and goal from the 2 as Toba Landon checks back in. Lane Davidson was the one in for him on the Wildcat. That's not uncommon either. Shattering up to 88 yards rushing. Be up to 90 with the score right here as it'll be three wide receivers on the near side. And head coach for the Shattering Cardinals, Shattering, Michael Sandstrom, will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 4:22 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Shattering rolling. Made it look easy on that first drive. It's making it look pretty easy on the ground once again. They have not attempted a pass. We've had a total of 2 passes attempted so far. It was by Chase County throwing into that wind, which is still howling out of the south, and it's going to continue over the next day and a half. are under a red flag warning here in Chatterin. The sun about 19 minutes from officially setting here in Chatterin. Studio 308, Dean Niche at Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Chatterin Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chatterin Chiropractic in downtown Chatterin. Private financial expert financial advice, that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chatterin at 308-430-0760. So it'll be a third and goal for the Cardinals from Chase County 2. And Chase County jumps offside, so they're going to move up a yard. So it'll be a third and goal from the 1. Al Van Tilburg, the white hat tonight, making the call.
Offside's on the defense. After this,
speaking of Al Van Tilburg, next Friday night here on 610 AM KCSR, beginning at 6:30, we'll have the Chatterin Cardinals down in Alliance at Bulldog Stadium. Alliance playing Lexington tonight. Alliance does have one win on the season, a win over Lexington, and a win over Ogallala. And assuming Chatterin gets through everything like we think, win over Ogallala for Alliance. Chatterin fans should become pretty big Alliance fans come Ogallala week, the final week, as it'll be landed in the shotgun. Bailey behind him. It was a pistol look, actually. It's a handoff to Bailey, and Bailey easily walks in from a yard out. Touchdown, Cardinals. Bailey now with a nice 69 yards in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Cardinals are up 14-0. Student section getting a little bit loud to my bottom right. A healthy crowd on hand, too. And Chatterin will go ahead and go for 2. That'll be a pistol look landing. The quarterback, Bailey, behind him. Looks like a half step to the left. And it's a pitch. Bailey left near side. Walks into the end zone. Untouched. 2-point conversion is good. 16-0 Cardinals lead with 4:19 to go here in this first quarter. Chatterin now up to 89 total yards, all on the ground. Caden Buskirk with 20. Quinn Bailey with 69. Needs 21 to do the 5,000 mark. And speaking of that 5,000 mark, I want to jump into that a little bit more. Last player to do that here in the state of Nebraska was Brickett Schluter. He did it last year for Exeter Milligan Friend, the Bobcats. I believe he's from Friend. Yeah, he's from Friend. He played for Friend before Exeter Milligan Friend completely co-opted in basketball beginning last year. He was a completely different running back. I got to see him play a few times throughout his career. Was not on the call for his 5,000-yard game, but he was the type of guy that he would just run through. Quinn Bailey is just quick. Quinn Bailey is as quick as it gets, and he's a very strong athlete. 5'8", 165 pounds, 2-time state champion wrestler. But the last player to do it in Class C1 was Eli Larson. Came out of St. Paul. It's the last player that is currently a C1 school. There's only been two players to do it out of the panhandle. We'll get back to that after this kickoff by JT Obando. It skips to the 20-yard line. It's picked up going the far side. It is Mollander, and he gets tackled down at the 33-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 Chase County from their own 33-yard line. But back to Quinn Bailey. There's only been two players who have done it in the panhandle. Both of them have a tie to Shadrad's own Jet Rasmussen. Ethan Skinner was the first one to do it. I got to play with him growing up, and I've known Ethan for quite some time. He did it playing out of Hemingford from 2011-2014. And the last one to do it was Trent Reed for Hay Springs. That's it out of the panhandle. And Quinn Bailey, on this next drive, very well could do it. As it'll be a shotgun snap for Christensen. He gets it, hands it off, and getting wrapped up quickly is Coe. They're going to mark him back 2 yards.
Go on the carry. First one there is Hoffman.
And Jace Hoffman.
Lost
the first one there.
It's
lost a 3, so Chase County right now minus 3 yards so far in this game as they're facing a second 13 from their own 30. Christensen in the backfield, looks like Coe to his left. Chatterin jumps across the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him 5. So to make it a 2nd and 8 for Longhorns.
Offsides on the defense after they mark off the penalty. It'll be 2nd and 8. for the Longhorns.
Shatterin did do that twice last week during the game versus Ogallala, but both of them were on two-point conversions. Ogallala got one of them, did not complete the other. This will be single set now, Kobe side, Christensen. Christensen rolls to the far side, gets rocked in the backfield. Ball falls harmlessly to the turf, trying to see who was the player in. There's a little bit of a discussion right there. Talon Jelinek in on the rush. So to make it a third and eight. As the clock stopped with 3:14 to go. Chase County, sometimes you got to wake up. Getting the signals from the far sideline. They're using the old-fashioned college puzzles on the far side as Christensen is in the backfield. That's Coe to the right. It's a shotgun snap coming to Christensen. One wide receiver near side, one far side. And head coach for Chase County, Nathan Gaswick.
We'll
go ahead and take a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar and Shoe Design. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuff. Animals. Hey, coming up next week here on 610 AM KCSR, it's actually a very quiet week for Shatter High School Athletics on Shatter at Sports. We just got Sports Weekly coming up on Wednesday, not a bigger part, now at the winery. 6 to 7, I've yet to line up my guests. Hopefully we can talk to a couple of players from the football team. And then, of course, next Friday night we'll be in Alliance for high school football. We'll be at 7 o'clock the rest of the way until maybe November. Our next broadcast of Shatterton High School Volleyball will be in about 10 days when they host the Sydney Red Raiders. Sydney is a Class B team, and that'll wrap up the home slate for the Shatterton Cardinals for volleyball. That'll be in about 10 days. We'll have that over on KBPY FM. Remember, tomorrow you can listen to the Huskers while you're attending the Harvest Moon Festival. I'm looking forward to experiencing that tomorrow, as it'll be a 3rd and 8 for Chase County. Christensen in, standing about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, has Coe to his left. Christensen gets snapped, looks left, throws it down the field, and the ball hangs a little bit in that wind. It lands short of the intended target. Tristan Jablonski, the intended target, passes incomplete. That definitely hung with that 25-mile-an-hour wind coming out of south, so Chase County will punt. So back to punt for them is Caden Vogt. He gets the snap. Good punt. That does not get killed by the wind, and it gives a good Chase County bounce. It'll be the worst field position for the Cardinals all evening as it is picked up at the shattered 22-yard line. 2:58 to go here in this first quarter. Cardinals up 16-0. Shatterton breaks the huddle. It'll be Tobin Landon in a pistol look with Quinn Bailey. No, it's going to be a traditional shotgun look with Bailey to his left, about a half step. Buskirk behind the right tackle. Two wide receivers, one far side, one near side. Man in motion. It's snapped to Landon. It's a straight pass. He throws it down the field. Oh, way overthrows his target. Had Braden Bryson right, the closest two in the area. Went over the Shatterton Cardinal logo and fell harmlessly to the turf. Might have been a miscommunication on the route. So it'll be a 2nd and 10. Had some zip on it. So it'll be 2nd and 10, 2:53 to go. Shatterton breaks the huddle. Remember tonight with it being Think Pink Night, Shatterton wearing pink undershirts with pink socks as it'll be a pistol look. Landon, 4 steps beyond the line of scrimmage. Bailey behind him, trips to right side, man in motion. It's a snap to Landon. Bailey gets the handoff. Bailey jumps through one tackle. Bailey gets across to the 31-yard line. That's 8.
Stopped by Terry Berry.
Carson Terry Berry on the tackle.
Third and about 2.
It'll be 3rd and 2 for the Cardinals. And Landon will come out and empty set Quinn Bailey near side. Three wide receivers, no, it's two on the far side, so they're going to go heavy set on the line of scrimmage. Bailey comes in motion, Landon gets snapped, Bailey gets it, cuts upfield, Quinn Bailey marches across 35, we'll see where they mark him. Is it going to be right at the 35? It is going to be right at 35, so that's a 4-yard carry. It'll be a first and 10 Cardinals at their own 35-yard line, 2 minutes to go. And this Nebraska Bank first quarter, Shadron rolling early. Really hasn't, Chase County hasn't had anything they could do up their sleeves to stop Shadron. As Shadron will come out with two wide receivers near side, one on the far side, Landon standing 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, actually 5 yards to be exact. Bailey in the slot near side, comes in motion, snap to Landon. Bailey gets the handoff, Bailey gets crushed at the line of scrimmage.
Bailey on the carry. Up by Hubbard.
Hubbard with the tackle as Lane Davidson checks in for Tobin Landon. So we're going to go Wildcat with Quinn Bailey, the quarterback. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. So it'll be Bailey, the quarterback, with Lane Davidson to his left, one wide receiver near side, one far side, man in motion. It's a jet sweep to the near side. Coming to the near side is Bryson Wright. Gets to the corner, gets knocked out of play, and slips to the ground after getting hit after a 10-yard carry.
Bryson Wright on the carry. Pushed out of bounds.
So it'll be first and 10, Cardinals. After the exactly 10-yard carry. They're going to keep Bailey out there as the Wildcat quarterback. Signal coming into him. 56.4 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. So it'll be Bailey single set in the backfield. One wide receiver near side. That's Lane Davidson. He's going to come in motion quick. And it's a Bailey direct snap. Bailey toward the edge. Quinn Bailey across the 50-yard line. Quinn Bailey finding room up the field. Quinn Bailey gets knocked out of play at the 14-yard line. Just doing the math for you real quick. We'll have an announcement for you here in a moment, but everybody's coming back. I think there was an illegal procedure on that.
Holding against Shadron is the call.
So it's a holding on Shadron.
After marching off the
penalty, it was a 41-yard carry for Bailey, which after the hold will be a 10-yard loss. They'll reset with a first and 10 for the Cardinals. 48.2. It's a quick out of the snap. Oh, they're in trouble. And timeout for the Shadron Cardinals by head coach Michael Sandstrom. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, linemen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. While we have this time out here, I'd like to thank some of our sponsors for sponsoring our coverage of Shadron High School football. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your pre-pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys that I know about Ring Unit today, 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, try their world-class espresso melded with creamy and hot textured milk, intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating a perfect medley in a cup.
Shadron FBLA is hosting their
the encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. American Legion and the Buzz 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals.
FBLA will be serving
Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 308-368 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. So it'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals after the holding call at their own 45. It's Bailey who gets the snap, runs upfield. Quinn Bailey fights Bader. Where do they mark him at? It's 11-yard carry.
First and 10, Chatterin.
And I would like to introduce to you the newest member of the 5,000-yard club with that run. Quinn Bailey currently with that run, and we'll add the 41 yards later, but I wanted to wait till they got it on the turf officially. Quinn Bailey has become the 60th person in Nebraska high school football history to have rushed for 5,000 yards. The third in the Panhandle, 24th all-time in 11-man football, the guys who have played all 4 years. He got the carry.
Bailey on the carry.
Run up the middle. Got about eight. That looks like seven. See what they put on the scoreboard. That's seven. So it'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals. Quinn Bailey finishes the first quarter with 99 yards, minus the hold. You add the 41 yards to that, and it's 140 in the first quarter. Chatterin Cardinals lead 16-0 after 12 minutes. Wow. Didn't think we were going to see history in that first quarter, but we did, as the Cardinals lead 16-0. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to Chatterin Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chatterin has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chatterin. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Landon with the keeper.
And coming out of the break, Tobin Landon got the keeper up the middle. Got about a half yard. He went up the middle. So it'll be a 3rd and short.
Brings up 3rd and 1.
That's what she wanted. For the Cardinals. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lindegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lindegar. So it'll be a 3rd and 1 Cardinals. As in the backfield with Tobin Landon, to his left is Braden Wright. Bailey comes in motion, goes under center. No, it's not a step to him, but it's a pitch from Landon to Braden Wright, who gets the first down yardage. Easily gets down to the 28-yard line.
That's
a 7-yard carry. Make it a 1st and 10 Cardinals.
Clevenger with the stop. 1st and 10 Cardinals.
So it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals at from the 30-yard line of Chase County, up 16-0. So it'll be a pistol set. It's a handoff to Bailey. Bailey up the middle. Got knocked down.
Bailey on the carry up the middle.
Trying to see where he got knocked down, because this is a very tough visual for me as Chatterin's going left to right. They're going to move the chains. That's 11-yard carry for Bailey.
First and 10 on the 19-yard line.
That'll be 11-yard carry, so it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from the 19-yard line in Chase County. As it'll be pistol, look for Tobin Landon. Quinn Bailey behind him. Bailey gets the handoff up the middle, gets about 5 before he gets tackled. He had about 5-yard carry, so it'll be a 2nd and 5. Bailey now already up to 19 carries in this first half.
Second and five for the Cardinals.
Shattering. Really nothing Chase County can do right now. Shattering just running down their throats, and Shattering's making them like it right now. Shattering's daring them to stop him as Bailey's on the far side. Two wide receivers near side, Landon and Shotgun has Buster behind the right guard. Here comes Bailey in motion. Landon gets the snap. Bailey gets the handoff. Bailey cuts upfield. Jumps across down to the... Let's see where they mark him.
Bailey up the middle.
Got the first down. I believe that's an 8-yard carry for Bailey.
First and goal. Shattering on the 7-yard line.
It's, down to 7, so... That's a 7-yard carry for Bailey. Already 163 yards in this game. So it'll be a shotgun look. No, single back. No, single for Landon, who gets the snap. Hands it off to Bailey. Bailey punches up for toward the end zone. Is he in? He's in! Glenn Bailey, third touchdown of the game, 8 in the past 6 quarters, and the Cardinals lead 22-0. So it'll be a pistol look coming out for the two-point conversion. Bailey behind Landon. Two wide receivers on the far side. No one near side. Man comes in motion. It's quick pitch out to Bailey, who cuts upfield. Quinn Bailey, who just walks on in. 24-0. Cardinals. 7 yards out for Bailey. Then two-point conversion is good. And the Shattering Cardinals lead 24-0 over the Chase County Longhorns. 9:05 to go in this Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar, second quarter. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our sponsor, Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Lindegar in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
...24-0 with 9:05 to go here in this first half. Chase Thompson hanging out with you here in Shattern in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. At Cardinals Field, the Cardinals just keep on rolling. Quinn Bailey now with 8 touchdowns in the past 6 quarters. As JT Obando lays the ball flat on the tee, kicks it off. It goes off the chest of Tristan Jablonski. He's forced to dive on top of it before the Cardinals are able to recover it. So it'll be 1st and 10 Longhorns from their own 35.
Jablonski covers the onside kick at the 35-yard line.
So it'll be 1st and 10. For the Longhorns, 9:02 to go in this first half. Shattering. They're making a solid team look pretty bad right now. Chase County not able to do anything to stop them. As the snap handoff to Ballendor, and he gets wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. It's a loss of 7. So to make it a 2nd and 17.
2nd and 17.
So it'll be a shotgun snap to Christian Sidney. Runs out of the pocket, gets tripped up. I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. He did get across the 25. We'll see where they mark him down.
With the scramble.
It's actually Creighton Paisley back at quarterback right now. See where they mark him down. cannot quite see just based on my angle from here. It's back to the line. Yeah, they gave him a loss of a yard. So it'll be a 3rd and 19. Shotgun snap to Paisley, who looks near side, in trouble, rolls out the pocket. It's another sack for the Shattering Cardinals. Who is it? Still looking. Lane Davidson.
Sacked by Davidson.
With the sack. How far do they mark him back now?
Down.
Back to the 14-yard line.
And
15, so that's...
For the Longhorns.
Oh, my goodness. Negative 21 yards for Chase County so far, as... Snap back to the punter. Punting it is Vogt. And it's a good punt. Oh, it goes through the hands of one of the returners for the Shatter, and it's picked up, but fair catch might have been called for. It was Owsley whose hands went through it. Picking it up is Brayden Wright, so it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals. We'll see where they mark it at the Cardinal 34-yard line. Tobin Landon will come back out, 6:58 to go in this. Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Second quarter. Wow. I did not see this coming tonight. So it'll be one in the backfield. Tobin Landon, the quarterback. Two wide receivers on the near side to his right. Buskirk behind the right tackle. Bailey comes in motion, gets the handoff. Chase County there. Can't get him. Shoots through a man. Cuts back upfield. Gets a first down out of the deal. Got 12. Whoa.
Bailey on the carry.
Boomer would have been happy with that one. With the whoop.
Russell with the stop. Gain of about 11.
So it'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals.
1st and 10 at the 46-yard line.
So they'll come out same formation. We'll see if they run the same play after 12 yards from Bailey right there. Two wide receivers to the right of Tobin Landon. As Bailey comes in motion, yeah, it's the same play. Dive up the middle. Bailey punches one guy off him, gets down to the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 9 for Bailey. So it'll be 2nd and 1.
Terry Berry on the stop.
Terry Berry with the stop. Carson Terry Berry with the stop. So it'll be a 2nd and 2. 2nd and a long 2. As it'll be a pistol look. Bailey behind Landon. Landon gets the snap. It's a dive up the middle for Bailey. Gets wrapped up at the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten the 2 he needed. Yeah, he easily got the 2 he needed. That's exactly what
Bailey
he got.
Terry Berry on the stop.
First and Terry Berry finished him off.
First and 10
Cardinals at the 43-yard line. So that's a gain of 3 actually for Bailey. Clock ticking, 5:45 to go. And this Farm Bureau agent, Brian Liniger. Second quarter. It'll be a pistol look. One wide receiver near side. That's Talon Jelinek on the near side. He actually is going to go play tight end right now. Two wide receivers on the far side. Buskirk. Behind the left guard, man comes in motion. That's Brayden Wright. Bailey gets the pitch out to the left side. That was a good tackle there at the line of scrimmage by Tate Hubbard. Bailey
on the carry.
Might have gotten a few inches.
Hubbard with the stop.
Hubbard just ripped him down by his feet. So it'll be a 2nd and 10 Cardinals.
2nd and 10.
5 minutes to go in this first half. So it's going to go trips near side, tight, near the line of scrimmage. Bailey comes from the far side in motion, gets the handoff, cuts upfield. Bailey jumps through the line of scrimmage, gets rolling downfield, down to the 26-yard line.
Cole and Jablonski.
17-yard carry for Bailey. Already past 200.
1st and 10, Shadron at the Longhorn 26-yard line.
So 17 yards for Bailey, 210 on the game, 8 yards per carry. He's already up to 26 carries. 420 to go. We do have some other players with some rushing yards this game. Busker has 20-yard one. Bryson Wright, 10. Braden Wright, 7. And Tobin Landon has one as it's snapped to Landon. It's a jet sweep near side. Going up the field is Bryson Wright. He got across the 20 to the 19-yard line. See where they mark him down officially at. It looks like the 19, Hubbard. So that'll be a 7-yard carry.
Of about 6 brings up second and
they're going to give him 6. They're going to mark him down to 20. So it'll be a 2nd and 4. 4 minutes to go. Shattering breaks the huddle. It'll be Landon in the shotgun. Has Bailey a half step to his right. Man in motion. That is Braden Wright, who runs to the left side. Gets swatted up after a carry.
Braden Wright on the left side.
Of about a yard and a half, 2 yards.
Blonsky.
Yeah, that's 2 for Brian Wright.
Third and about 3.
So it'd be 3rd and 3. Three minutes to go in the first half. Two wide receivers near side out of the huddle. Bailey behind, Landon in the pistol. Buskirk behind the right tackle. Man comes in motion, goes upfield. Bailey gets the pitch. Near side, breaks containment. Quinn Bailey looking for Pater. Racing toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Bailey
18 yards out, and the Cardinals continue to strike Pater. His longest touchdown of the game and his 4th of the day. His 9th in the past. 6 quarters. This show is just rolling on. No one can stop him. He's only getting better and better. 3 of the 5 games this season, he has over 300 yards. Right now, he's at 228, Quinn Bailey. As Tobin Landon will come out by himself. In the shotgun, gets the snap, hands it off to Lane Davidson, jumps up into the end zone. 2-point conversion is
Davidson
good.
Davidson for the 2-point conversion.
Makes it 32-0 Cardinals.
First half, Shadron leads.
Shadron leads 2:50 to go in this Wanderer and Angel Brian Lineker. First half, we'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the rest of the first half. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal football here on 610 AM KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Shattering Cardinals lead the Chase County Longhorns with 2:50 to go here in this first half. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Yeah, this is something. On a windy, breezy Friday night here in Shattering, J.T. Abando lays the ball flat on the tee, punts it upfield. It's picked up by Jablonski near side. He's going to try to roll to the far side, jumps upfield, gets swallowed up at the 35-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10 Chase County from their own 35, 2:43 to go in the first half.
Up off the bottom of the pile is Wright.
So they're going to give it to one of the Wright twins on the tackle. So it'll be 1st and 10 Chase County from their own 36-yard line. Can they get anything going? They have negative 21 yards in this game so far. The other team has completed a pass. It is very windy tonight here in Shattering. As looking at his quarterback, it's Christensen. Looks like, yeah, he's going to pitch to the near side. Koh gets swallowed up for a loss of 1.
Lewis Koh on the carry.
Lewis Koh with the carry. Lost a yard.
Loss of a yard.
Shattering will get the ball to start the second half, too. Chatterton still has two timeouts. Chase County down to one. So it'll be Christensen in the shotgun. He has Coe a step to his right. Two wide receivers near side, two on the far side. Christensen fakes right, throws it deep downfield. No one's there. Pass is incomplete. Looks like an option route. He was trying to hit a guy on. Goes incomplete. Intended receiver was Cole Clevenger. That'll make it 3rd and 11. So, it'll be 3rd and 11 now. For Christensen. He's by himself. No, it's Coe. Three steps to his left. Coe goes into block. Christensen in trouble. He's going to get swallowed up in the backfield. Another sack for the Shattering Cardinals. That's Bryson Bickle with the sack. It's a 6-yard loss.
No signs of sack by Bickle.
That's the third sack of the game for the Shattering Cardinals. Right now they are outgaining Chase County by almost 300 yards. Yeah, 300 yards in this first half. And it'll be another punt. Chase County is yet to have a first down in this game as Caden Vogt will punt. Two back deep for the Cardinals, standing at their own 30-yard line. The wind blowing about 35 miles an hour. Snap goes back to Vogt. Nearly gets it blocked. He has to send it very high in the air. That thing's going to carry. And it goes through the hands of Brayden Wright and picked up by the Longhorns. That coming downfield and picking that up is Lewis Coe. Second straight time that's happening. This time it ends up in a turnover. Chase County will get the ball in plus field position at the Cardinal 32-yard line with an opportunity to score to end this first half. Remember, Shattern does get the ball to start the second half. So it'll be a 1st and 10, Chase County from the Cardinal 32-yard line. Christensen in the shotgun. As Coe, two steps to his right, trips far side, one near side. That's not Coe in the backfield, by the way. He's throwing toward the right side. Jump ball picked off! He commits the turnover and gets one back. Brayden Wright with the interception.
James pass. Intercepted by Brayden Wright. Shattern will take over.
How about redeeming yourself, young fella? You muffed the punt that got carried by the wind, and that time you took advantage of the wind, pushing the pass downfield and picked it off and on the far sideline. And the Cardinals will have a 1st and 10 from their own 12-yard line with a 1:10 to go in the first half. And Bailey runs upfield after he gets the snap, pounds his way across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Now they're going to put him at the 15, so that's a 3-yard carry for Bailey.
Bailey on the carry, brought down by Hubbard. He's second.
Hubbard with the tackle, so it'll be a 2nd and 7, and I think Shattern's going to go ahead and be happy with the 32-0 lead going into the halftime break. No need to do anything dangerous. Been dominant so far, outgaining Chase County 277 to negative 28. As Landon is in the shotgun pistol look, Bailey behind him, it's a handoff toward Bailey. Bailey jumps upfield, Bailey near side, Bailey across the 30, 35, sides to spin upfield, gets wrapped up down to the 37-yard line. A 22-yard carry for Bailey.
Bailey on the carry.
Oh my goodness, I've never seen a game like this. I've called a lot of football over the past 4 years, and I've never seen this before.
1st and 10 for Shattern.
Wow. So they're going to come out, hurry up. Pistol look, 15 seconds. I don't think Shattern's going to be in that much of a hurry, though. We have to get the ball. It's a pitch toward Bailey. It's the left side. It's just padding the stats. He jumps upfield, gallops, gets across the line of scrimmage. It's a good 5-yard carry, and they're going to call it a half. 32-0, the Cardinals rolling over the Longhorns. Gwen Bailey, 258 yards and counting. He has all 4 of the touchdowns, 9 in the past. six quarters. 72 minutes. He's had past 72 minutes of football. Quinn Bailey has had 9 touchdowns. What a first half for the Cardinals as they can go into the locker room. That'll conclude Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineker's second quarter. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lineker. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Shattered Insurance halftime show. Shattered Insurance, insurance to fit your need. 32-0. We'll be back here on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattered. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattered, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattered High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit shadroninsurance.com.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field Halftime, and this halftime show is sponsored by Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. I'm Chase Thompson, here with you. Wow, what a first half. Quinn Bailey, 258 yards, 8.6 yards per carry on 30 carries. He also has 4 touchdowns tonight, which makes it 9 in the past 6 quarters of action dating back to their game against Ogallala last week, which they won 34-14. Chase County has not been able to move the ball so far. They don't have a first down yet. In fact, looking at their yardage, it's not good either. Negative 28 yards. Wow. Yeah. You don't get to see many performances like this when you get to watch high school football, especially at this level. See what Shattern does in the second half. When Bailey already at 258, they do get Alliance coming up next week. So, see what they do. They're in a stretch right now where they have a couple of gettable games and are already up 32-0 against Chase County. So, we'll see how things go through the rest of this game. I would expect to see in the second half a little bit more Lane Davidson, some Jace Hoffman back at quarterback. We don't have a completed pass yet between the two sides either, with the wind right now howling out of the south at about 35 miles an hour. We still got about 12 minutes to go in the halftime break, 9 minutes on the clock, plus 3 minutes more with the warm-up. We'll go ahead and take our first commercial break of the halftime show. You're tuning in to the Shatter Insurance Halftime here on 610 AM KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Shattern Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. I'm Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth here at the halftime break. 32-0, the Shattern Cardinals lead Chase County Longhorns. Let's go ahead and jump into some scores for you. We were talking about earlier about the game I'm going to be keeping an eye on, partly because it's Shattern's opponent next week, and partly because it's a 1-4 Alliance team going up against an 0-5 Lexington team. And I say that's important besides Alliance playing Shattern next week, because look at how the points are divided. And I don't fully remember the full system, but how teams are graded for postseason, it goes into a division system. And Division One win is worth 50, Division Two wins worth 46, Division Three win is worth 42, and a Division Four win is worth 40. And losses, you can subtract, I think, 2 points from each as well. So Shattern being a 1-4 team right now, if they beat Lexington, and then beat Ogallala at the end of the season, you need to have 3 wins to move up a division. So like a 3-6 team will be considered a Division 3 team, and an undefeated team, of course, will be considered a Division 4 team. So I'm looking at the scores through the half right now. It's Lexington 21, Alliance 6. That's down in Alliance. Alliance will get back-to-back home games with Shattern Cardinals rolling down south next week. And look at some scores across the region right now. Late in the third quarter, Holdridge and Broken Bow are tied at 7 apiece. That would be huge.
Placed third at Western Conference.
Sorry, I'm just listening to
an announcement. And Lily Ewing took 10th.
So we just got a update from cross country. Shattern
also finished at 5th place.
I apologize. I'm just listening to the PA just because it's an update on some of the sports around the Shattern area today. Shattern girls cross country team finished 3rd with Jensen Fuller placing in 7th, and the boys finished in 5th over at the Western Conference meet. But back to scores, Holdridge leading Broken Bow. Holdridge and Broken Bow tied at 7 apiece midway through the third quarter. That'd be a big one for Cardinals if Broken Bow got that one done. Yes, it's time. We're at the point in the season where we start penny pinching power points. Well, we'll go ahead and take another break. Come back for more halftime. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here in 610 AM KCSR.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shattern Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattern and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattern Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shattern Avenue in Shattern, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shattern has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shattern, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here, member FDIC. Just an incredible night for the Shattern Cardinals. They'll get the ball to start the second half. We'll see how much longer the starters play. I saw Jace Hoffman warming up a little bit. Lane Davidson, also the number 2 running back for the Shattern Cardinals. We also got the Wright twins, who are both sophomores. So we'll see how much longer number ones play in this game. Tomorrow, the softball team will actually go down to Imperial themselves and take on Chase County and Alliance. They've beaten both teams so far already this season. They've beaten Alliance 5 times already this season. Beat Chase County, who does not have a win in softball this season. They already got their sub-district assignment coming up on Monday. They'll head over to Genoa. They'll open up as the 2 seed and take on Bayer Twin River, the 1 seed in the series. And I'm going to pull it up real fast. And who else is in that sub-district bracket? Just remember now that in sub-districts, we're serpentining things. Softball is a full state serpentine. Volleyball is just a region one. And it'll be North Bend Central who plays Twin River as the 4 seed. North Bend Central, the 4 seed. Bayer, the 3. Chattern, the 2, and Twin River, the 1. Volleyball's over in Scotts Bluff right now in the Twin Cities Invite. They should be about done. Well, they still got about, you look at the time, probably another 30, 35 minutes before you can assume that they might be done for the day before they go into bracket play in the Twin Cities Invite tomorrow in Scotts Bluff. Twin Cities Invite, one of the better tournaments out there. Chattern gets some doozies there down in Gothenburg, where they got the final two that they played in Gothenburg in the course of the Twin Cities Invite, which brings teams like Rapid City Stevens all the way out to North Platte. We got about 2 minutes to go in this halftime break. We'll go ahead and take our final timeout here for the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. You're tuning in to Shatter Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and ShatterAd.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shatter Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field. 32-0 as we get set to start the second half. Chase Thompson here with you this third quarter, which is about to kick off, and sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Talked about our Shatter lock. He's the game who can control the ground game, and boy, has it been Shatter. They have 304 rushing yards in that first half. Quinn Bailey with 258 by himself. Quinn Bailey's actually outgaining Chase County by a total of 286 yards right now. Show has been rolling along. Looks like he's going to go out on kick return, so he does have his helmet on to begin this second half. Remember, next week, beginning at 6:30, we'll get started down at Bulldog Stadium in Alliance. I'm thrilled to be able to go down there and finally call a game. The stadium that I grew up playing football October in and running around being a kid awareness month back in the day. I cannot wait to be down there to bring that game to you here on 610 AM KCSR and ShatterAd.com. We'll get going at 6:30 with kickoff following at 7. Then the following week we'll go over to Gearing. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick, and right now it's looking like a showdown on the horizon between Shatter and Sydney at the end of the season. So Chase County will get set to kick the ball off for the first time tonight. Quinn Bailey will be the deep man hanging out back at the 10-yard line. Chase County will have the win at their back to begin this third quarter. The wind still gusting out of the south. I really can't see how strong it is other than the Gatorade tablecloth in front of me that's holding the Shatter drink, that the Shatter drinks are keeping held down. So it'll be Vogt who kicks it off for Chase County. They're going right to left to begin this second half. Gain Vogt lays the ball normal on the tee, lines it up, and fires it. It's an angle kick. Brain Wright's going to let it roll out of bounds. It'll be a 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 35-yard line.
Ball's kicked out of bounds. Illegal procedure.
So it'll be kickoff out of bounds. Cardinals 1st and 10. And looks like it's going to be the first teamers that stay out there for the Cardinals. So it's actually going to be at the 25-yard line. I thought it was 35. Yeah, they're going to push Chase County back to 35. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals. Let's begin this. Kretzen Schaefer Law, third quarter. Experienced legal professionals with values written in the Nebraska Panhandle. So it'll be Landon by himself in the shotgun. Trips near side. Right along the line of scrimmage. Looks like Bailey on the far side. Yeah, it is Bailey. He comes in motion. Snap. Handoff to Bailey. Cuts up field. Bailey splits through attacker. Quinn Bailey to the 50. Bends his ankle in a weird way. Get up, Quinn. Okay, that did not look pretty.
Bailey on the carry. Stop by.
20-yard carry. That did not look good for a second.
It'll be first and 10 Cardinals at the Longhorn.
You're Michael Sandstrom, the head coach for the Shattering Cardinals. When do you call a day for Quinn? That's the question right now. He's averaging 8.9 yards per carry. He's leader in the state, fourth in the nation. Has a good chance with this game to bump himself up. He's a game behind a lot of these guys as he gets the handoff out of the jet sweep. Cuts up field, gets popped. Chase County grabbing at his ankle.
Bailey on
he gets
carry.
Two.
Mendenhall with stop.
Mendenhall and stop. Weston Mendenhall. One lineman for Chase County. It'll be second and eight. Tomorrow afternoon, beginning at noon, Shattern State will host Adams State. Both teams looking for their first RMAC win. Can't wait to watch that one. Has Quinn Bailey come out? No, it's landed under center. Man in motion. That's Bryson Wright. As it's a handoff. It's not the. I didn't see who it was. That might have been Buskirk. I didn't even see where Buskirk was right there. And he lost three.
Tackled by.
First loss on a carry. For the Cardinals since the first play of the game, which was a 3-yard loss for Bailey. Bailey has yet to punt the last six quarters himself. Bailey is the punter for the Cardinals. He has yet to punt tonight, and he didn't last week either. So it'll be Buskirk in the shotgun with Landon. Bailey lining up on the far side, then the slot, and one guy near side. It's Jelinek. And he gets the snap, throws down deep. The ball gets caught in the wind, and it is incomplete. Brayden Wright was trying to prevent an interception. So it'll be a fourth down, and Shattern's going to punt.
Right, incomplete. It'll be fourth down for the Cardinals.
Tobin Landon has completed one out of his last five passes, four passes. He only had one attempt last week against Ogallala, which is a 28-yard pass to Caden Buskirk. We're going to see how good Quinn Bailey's ankle is right here. He's the punter. He's averaging 49 yards per punt this season. Gets the snap, waits, puts the ball flat, and fires it up in the air. Oh, that one got caught in the wind big time. A lot of contact downfield, and Shattern's going to down it at the Chase County 24-yard line. 9:56 to go in this third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Kretzen Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Coe to the near side, out of the punt. Coe for Chase County. Lewis Coe got the pitch. They're at their own 24-yard line. Goes all the way down to the 30-yard line.
Bailey chases him down. This is not bound.
47-yard carry for Coe. And it was an option pitch to the near side. They went quick out of the punt. Got down to the Cardinal 30-yard line. So first and 10, Chase County, their first down of the game comes on a big play, similar to what we saw last week to open up the game between Shatter and Ogallala. So it'll be Christensen in the shotgun. Go to his left. It's a handoff to go up the middle. He gets two, maybe three. Shatter comes in and lays the hammer. He keeps chugging those legs. And he got four. So it'll be a second and six. Studio 308, the niche in Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattering Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattering Chiropractic in downtown Shattering. Thrivent Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattering at 308-430-0760. As Christensen's in the shotgun, gets a snap. It looks like a draw left side. He's going to get swallowed up in the backfield. First one in there is Jace Hoffman, who the sophomore is having himself a pretty good day. He gets marched back to 32, so that's a negative 6.
Third down and 12.
Yard rush. Chase County only 17 yards on the game, so it'll be a third and 12 for the Longhorns. 8:40 to go in this third quarter. So one wide receiver near side. That's number 88, Lewis Coe. He's in the slot. No, that's not Coe. Looks like number 80, actually, Carson Terryberry is. Christian gets snapped, screen pass to Coe. Coe gets ripped down at the line of scrimmage. He got a 2 yards. That's our first completion of the game. That's a gain of 2. Going to make it 4th and 10. I expect Chase County to go for it.
Kudine's pass complete to Coe. Tackled by Wright. Ends up 4th and 10.
So it'll be 4th and 10. As Christensen is in the shotgun, it's a bad snap. Coe going to block for him. It's a ripper down the middle. A bullet goes incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs. He was looking for
Paisley's pass intended for Terryberry.
Carson Terryberry. It'll be a turnover on downs.
From their own 30-yard line. Our volleyball girls for Shattern High played 2 games today. They lost to
first and 10 Cardinals
in 2 sets, but beat St. Thomas Moore in 3 sets.
Wow, that's a big one. Shattern went 1-1 at the Twin Cities Invite today. Lost to Rapid City Christian sweep and beat St. Thomas Moore as Quinn Bailey comes in motion from the far side, cuts to the near sideline. Pushes off a man and gets
Bailey
two.
Around the right side, pushed out of bounds for.
So it'll be a second and 8 for the Cardinals. 7:27 to go.
FBLA has leftover chili just outside the press box at $5 per container.
So it'll be 7:27 to go in this third quarter. Pistol look, Davidson behind Landon. I think they're about to call it a day for Quinn Bailey. He gets the carry. Oh, he gets motored down after
Bailey
a loss of
drop for a loss by
4.
The third down.
Got absolutely cracked beyond the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a third and 12.
And
maybe
13.
A 13. Yeah. That'll be a third and 13. The softball team and the cross-country team leading things tonight for the student section as we're under 7 minutes to go. It's going to be an empty set for Landon. 2 wide receivers near side. Bailey is going to come up to the line of scrimmage. Davidson goes in motion from the slot. He gets to the left guard. He's the checkdown man. A bullet pass goes through the hands of Davidson. I actually didn't see who that was on the far side. It looked like Davidson in motion. No, that was Bryson Wright. Oh, Bryson Wright was the intended wide receiver. It was Davidson in motion, so it'll be a 4th and 13, and after Shattern couldn't be stopped in the first half, they go 3 and out the first 2 possessions of this second half. So you know, it wasn't a 3 out. They do get a first down to begin this second half. They have to punt 2 straight times. Quinn Bailey would be the one to punt it. It's punting into a 35-mile-an-hour wind, gets the snap, the ball goes up and dies at the 45. Takes a good bounce for the Cardinals. Only goes about 17 yards.
The Shadron 44-yard line. Where?
So it'll be a first and 10, Jace County. Yeah, that wind is wowing tonight. 35 miles an hour. We're under red flag warning until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So it'll be first and 10, Longhorns. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Grill partner in Shadron. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that I know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Better be first and 10, Chase County. 6:36 to go in this third quarter. Better be Christensen in the shotgun. Gets a snap, it's a fake. He goes up the middle, splits through a tackler, and gets sat down by Jace Hoffman.
Easy with the keeper.
Gain it two for Christensen, so to make it.
Cooning with the keeper.
That's Cooning.
Hoffman and Davidson with the stop.
Now it looks like Christensen back there. Yeah, that's Christensen back there. So it'll be Christensen in the shotgun, one wide receiver near side. He gets snapped, looks to the right, throws it deep. Man, open up the middle, catching it and rolling toward the end zone. The shutdown is over as Tucker Mullendore gets in the end zone off a 42-yard touchdown pass. Christensen to Mullendore
for the touchdown.
And the Longhorns avoid the shutout. We'll see if they go for two. Without seeing stats for Chase County, it's kind of hard to judge. It looks like the formation there, if they're in, they're going to go for two. They got to hurry up. So it'll be Christensen in the backfield. He has Wallendorf to the left side. Chatterton's coming, and Quinn Bailey might have been a moment early. Yeah, they're going to call it offsides. That's a half a distance penalty.
Offside Shadron. They have the distance to the goal and retry the 2-point conversion.
Shadron now up to 17 penalty yards. Chase County, which is an offside as well. So they'll re-rack, go for two. It's the third time in the past 2 weeks that Shadron's got an offside penalty on. Yeah, that's why they're going to get another one, too. We'll call another half a distance. It's because Shadron's bringing heat, and Quinn Bailey's getting a little too egregious. That one's going to be on him as well. So they'll move him up about, well, they moved him up out of the 27 feet they had to go last time. No, it wasn't even 27. Out of the 9 feet, they moved him up 4.5, and they'll move him up now 2.25. Feet. So it'll be a 2-point conversion with about 2.5 feet to go. As Christensen gets it, doesn't even get the 2.5 feet. 2-point conversion's no good. 32-6 Cardinals.
And with the keeper, extra point try is no good. 5:54
to go in this Farm Bear and Agent Brian Liniger third quarter. Cardinals just in control. Looks like they've let off the gas a little bit. That's what you can't do. Chase County, while you made them look pretty ugly in the first half, they are a quality enough opponent, a team that has playoff experience. Made it to the first round, went to overtime versus Milford, the Clippers. It played very well, lost 20-12 in that game. It's a team that knows how to get it done. Yes, they're back in C1 for the first time in 4 years, but this team is competitive. The male athletes at Chase County have won the last two Class C state titles in track and field, so got to be a little careful if you're the Cardinals. Scooter's Coffee. We try their world-class espresso melded with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating a perfect medley in a cup. The encore, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing, as it is a swift kick to the right side. It's going to stay in bounds, picked up by, that's number 11 for the Cardinals, as he gets tackled at the 40-yard line. That is Braden Wright.
Right on the return.
Sorry, I get the Twins mixed up. I know 9 and 11 are the Twins, of the Wright Twins. Got to drill into my head that 9 is Bryson and 11 is Braden. So it'll be a Cardinal first and 10 from their own 40-yard line, 5:49 to go in this third quarter. Chase Thompson here with you. Actually running the board tonight as well. So I believe that's Quinn Bailey in the backfield with Lane Davidson to him. Yeah, it's Bailey. He gets it. It's a keeper to the left side. Quinn Bailey jumps across the 50, gets wrapped up down to the 46-yard line. No, 47. It's a 13-yard carry for Bailey.
Mullender
with the tackle. Bailey now 290.
With Cardinals. In Longhorn territory.
So the Cardinals move across the 15 to Chase County territory. So it'll be first and 10 Shattering as the wind is really starting to pick up here in Shattering. Bailey in the shotgun and gets the snap, runs it up after the fake handoff to Bailey Braden Wright, and he gets ripped down after a gain of 2 or 3. It's going to be a gain of 3.
Be second and 6.
Oh, they're going to give him 4. Bailey now 294. Yeah, I think it would take him a good 330. School records 342 to get to the average of 300 per game, and he goes up the middle on the dive, and he doesn't get anywhere. It's
Bailey stuff.
Nothing on the carry, so it'll be a 3rd and 6. Hubbard with the tackle. I think they're going to send Tobin Landon out there. This win is only picking up here in Shattering. Lane Davidson will check out. Tobin Landon will go in at quarterback. Five to go in this third quarter. He's going to be landing by himself in the shotgun, trips near side, right along line of scrimmage. Bailey on the far side. They're going to wait for the 5 count, and that's going to be a delayed gain. Now it's not away, and Michael Sandstrom's not happy. So they'll move him back 5 yards, make it 3rd and 12
for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think Shattern wanted to do that right there. Clock's still rolling, though. .335 to go as Bailey's going to be in the shotgun with Landon. Quick pass to the near side. No, Bailey was in the slot. Bailey gets the reception. Gets knocked out of bounds at the 36, 37-yard line, so that's gain of 10.
Bailey pushed out of bounds. Brings
so it'll be a 4th and 3.
Fourth and
I expect Shattering to go for this one. Clock stopped at 3:26. 32-6. I don't have a little bit of confusion. Bailey lined up in the slot near side. Trips on the left side. Bailey goes in motion. Gets the handoff from Landon. Bailey reaches forward. Oh, he lost the ball. It's going to go forward. It's going to be a first down. The yardage will be given to Zane Cullors. Oh, no. Oh, no. It might be a cramp.
Shatter does recover the fumble. And that will be a first down.
I'm hoping it's a cramp. They're stretching him out like it's a cramp, and the head coach and the coaching staff goes over to him. This is Quinn Bailey down on the field. Shattern does have Alliance next week, but this isn't good. I think he initially injured his ankle on the previous drive. They're stretching him out like it is a cramp. He gets up. He's walking gingerly to the near sideline. I think he's okay, but if I'm Michael Sandstrom, I'm having him call today. He's going to come to the bench and probably get taped up. So it'll be first and 10 Cardinals with Lane Davidson in the pistol with Tobin Landon. Yeah. Oh, he's just walking it off. And Davidson gets the carry, gets upended. As he got across the 25 to the 23-yard line, that's a six-yard carry for Davidson.
Tackle by Coe.
Bailey's getting his calf worked on.
Second and three.
So it's a seven-yard carry for Davidson. So Davidson will be out there behind Landon. This is kind of a good look at your offense for next year, Shattern. As Davidson gets the carry, gets ripped down from behind. First guy there is
Davidson on the carry.
Tuck Hubbard.
Stepped by Hubbard.
Didn't get anything.
No gain on the play. Be third and three.
Third and three. So it'll be third and three, 2 minutes to go in this quarter. Landon in the pistol. It's a quick pitch to Davidson, who's behind him. Davidson finds some room up front. Davidson rolls across down the 20-yard line to the 15.
Davidson on the carry.
He gets himself.
Be first and 10, Cardinals.
A good 9 yards. So it'll be a first and 10 from the 14-yard line for the Shattern Cardinals. Glenn Bailey standing up on the near sideline, grabs his helmet, gets a drink of water. Let's see. Does he put on his helmet? He's good to go. That's a bullet dodged if you're shattering as man in motion, but it's going to be a handoff to Davidson out of the pistol. Davidson gets back to the line of scrimmage. Glenn Bailey is going to take the play back in. Crowd, the student section gets a little bit louder. Good job, Lane Davidson, for coming in and getting 16 yards on four carries right there. As Quinn Bailey checks back in, he will be lined up behind Tobin Landon in the pistol. Two wide receivers on the far side, no one near side. Busker behind the left tackle, standing about a yard and a half. Man in motion, it's quick pitch to Bailey. Cuts upfield, that left calf's fine. He gets ripped down, though.
Bailey
he did get
carry,
to the 10-yard line, which is a gain of three.
Stop by Hubbard.
Hubbard with the tackle. Still got about one play to go in the quarter.
Third and six for the Cardinals.
So it'll be a third and six for the Cards. That'll be Landon by himself. Bailey. In the slot, left side here, he comes in motion. Bailey gets the handoff, cuts upfield, slips through a tackler, and gets nothing out of the deal. That'll do it for
Bailey
the third quarter.
Hubbard
it'll be fourth
stop.
And six for the Cardinals as we start the fourth quarter upcoming. And we got a whistle, actually. A timeout.
Called by
I know what Chase County's doing right here.
5 seconds to go. In the
Chase County's going
to
burn a timeout. The wind right now is at their backs, so they're going to make Shattern run a play right now with the wind in their face. Side this possession on this play right here.
Shattern Public Schools would like to thank the following businesses.
Coming up on Tuesday for the Shattern Cardinals, we will not be there for Shattern Sports, but Shattern Cardinals volleyball team will host Rapid City Christian in a C-team JV and varsity match. That'll be at 6 o'clock at the Birdcage. Next Friday night, down in Alliance, Shattern Cardinals football team takes on the Alliance Bulldogs. I can't forget, too, that golf will have their district tournament on Monday at Crandall Creek Golf Club in Well, the Cardinals were down there just about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and they looked pretty good compared to other Class C teams in that tournament. Tegan Bach, who was honored as one of the golfer seniors tonight for parents, tonight for the golf team, one of the better players in the Panhandle this year. So here we go. It'll be 4th and 6 for the Cardinals, with their faces in the wind right now. Man in motion. That's Bailey from the slot. He is going to go the far side. It's a crackback pass toward Buskirk, and it's incomplete. Set it in for the possession. It's a crackback screen. Buskirk was lined up as a blocker. Leaked out. It's a play that I personally love a lot, and I can't complete it playing NCAA either. Oh, man, that was a play that I ran in NCAA a few times, playing NCAA football 25 a few times last night. Didn't work for me either any time, and it didn't work for the Cardinals either. Got a second and a half to go in this. Kretz and Schaefer Law, third quarter, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Shattern's going to have some issues getting personnel figured out on the field. I think they got 12 out there right now. It'll be Jace Hoffman playing the safety spot. Actually, no, they're starting to bring in your guys. Jesse Sittingholey, it's a pass deep, and it's caught by Coe. Coe jumps across the 40-yard line. That's a 31, 32-yard catch to end the third quarter. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 32-6, Shattern Cardinals lead the Chase County Longhorns. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back for the start of the fourth quarter. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal football here on KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
First and 10, Chase County from their own 41-yard line after the 31-yard pass. Two in the third quarter. It's a quick pitch out from Christensen over to Coy, to Coe, and he gets a good 4 yards before he gets wrapped up. Call it a run. We'll see how that ends up officially, though. Oh, I thought it was sideways.
Tackled by Wright.
It was Wright. On far side one, which is Bryson Wright. And on the tackle. Got three.
Second and seven.
Second and seven. Things have slowed down for the Cardinals. They only had 50 yards in that quarter. Chase County has done pretty well. It's a handoff up the middle. Didn't stop the line of scrimmage, but falling forward for a gain of two is Lewis Coe. So to make it a third and five.
Hoffman with the stop. Brings up third down.
It's Hoffman, mentioning time and time again tonight. And on the stop. So to make it a third and four, they're actually getting three. Falling kind of the lead of the scoreboard operator tonight, Kyle Sanders. One of the numerous Alliance guys that are working this game in a numerous capacity. A few of our officials tonight are from Alliance. One of the coaches from Chase County is from Alliance. As Christian gets snapped, throws it far side. Oh, it is incomplete. Juggling it the entire time is Tristan Jablonski. So the pass is incomplete to make it a 4th and 4. I expect Chase County to go for it from here on out. And we got officials timeout.
Incomplete to Jablonski.
Who's down? Oh, it's a cramping issue. I believe that's Jablonski down for the Longhorns.
Injury timeout.
Sisters' 10:39 to go.
At this time,
in the fourth quarter.
the Wrestlers Yard Line fundraiser winners. If you are here present, you may come up and pick up your winnings. At the end of the first quarter, the ball.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some scores for you real fast. I want to jump over and see what's going on.
You are a winner
in Hay Springs.
At the end of the second quarter, the ball was resting on the 42-yard line. Scott Gooder, you are a winner. At the end of the third quarter.
And unfortunately, I do have access to the NFHS network. I just don't have it on my phone right now.
Earl McConnell, you are a winner.
Over on 107.7 KPPY, the Crawford Rams are visiting the Hay Springs Hawks are visiting the Crawford Rams. And some look around scores look around the six-man world. Stewart's leading Heartland Lutheran will defeat them 62-8. Red Clouds leading Harvard's 47-0 at the end of the first half. Wallace is beating Paxton 22-13. Layton's beating Creek Valley 25-6. Sioux County defeated Layton earlier in the year. You look at yesterday's scores. Sioux County defeated Minotaur 16-0. Hampton beat Shelton 45-34. Southwest over Madison Valley 51-20. Garden County beat Potter Dix 78-12 in South Platte, defeated Bannon County 66-6. Ansley Litchfield also over Santee 83-24. So it'd be 4th-and-4 as we go back to play. As Christensen gets snapped, looks right, looks left, throws it over the middle. It's caught by Terry Berry. He gets up the middle, gets leveled down by Caden Buskirk. It's actually number 84, Brecken Malone.
Christensen's pass complete to Malone.
It's down to the
Buskirk with a stop.
32-yard line.
First down for the Longhorns.
So that's a good
at the 32-yard line.
18-yard pass. So it'll be 1st-and-10, Chase County. Clock rolling. They're having an issue getting the plays in. Christensen now to 94 yards passing. You're in the century mark. Chase County solidly over 100 yards now in the day. As Christensen gets snap, he fakes the handoff. He's going to get eight up in the backfield. Zane Kohler is the first one in. Bryson Bickle, I beg your pardon.
Now
Zane Kohler was also the second one in. He got back to the line of scrimmage. Better make it a 2nd and 10. Clock rolling, 9:42 to go. In the quarter, as it'll be Christensen in the shotgun, has Coe to his right, gets the snap, looks to the right side, looks left, throws it up the middle, man open, it's going to be a jump ball picked off by Quinn Bailey. Quinn Bailey cuts up field, slipped a little bit, Quinn Bailey has room, gets tackled down to the 35-yard line, so they added 4 yards to that after the interception. That one got caught up in the wind right there, and Bailey took advantage of it.
Shannon will start this drive from their own 34-yard line.
So Shannon will start the ball from their own 29-yard line. Second interception on day for Christensen as Shannon will have a 1st-and-10 from their own 29-yard line. Quinn Bailey's still out there for the Cardinals. They score, I think that'd be it for him. I think this might be the last possession either way for Quinn Bailey as Landon gets a snap. It's a handoff to Bailey. Bailey bounces off tackler, just gets thrown down after he gets over to the 31-yard line. Gain
Bailey
two.
On the carry brought down by Mendenhall.
I think that's career high of carries for him at 40.
Brings up 2nd and 8.
He's now up to 299 yards. Just needs another tick to get his 4th 300-yard rushing attack on the season. Just continues raising that yards per game. Right now his average, though, for the game is 7.4, which is lower than his season average of 8.4 yards per carry. This is going to be an empty set. Bailey near side. Two wide receivers on the far side. Here comes Bailey from the near side in motion. Low snap. Bailey gets the handoff. And Shadon offensive line is really not getting anything going as Bailey just gets three.
Bailey on the carry.
It's 41 carries on the day for Quinn Bailey.
Done by Hoover.
Now he crosses the 300-yard mark, 302 for Bailey.
Third down.
So it'll be 3rd and long 5.
And 6.
So it'll actually only be 2 if they're going to say 3rd and 6. And then I'm going off the PA tonight for my yardages. So Bailey will be in the wildcat. He brings Lane Davidson in motion and bounces the snap. Loose ball. Who dives on it? I think that was Bailey. Not seeing much of a worry. Shattering will punt.
Fumble on the snap.
On fourth down.
Recovered by Shadron.
Wow.
Did lose a few yards.
Brings up fourth down. And a long six.
Didn't get anything, actually. So it'll be a fourth and long. Bailey will punt for the third straight possession. Wind at his back. He does have the potential to hit a 60-yarder. He gets snap. Rolls to the far side. Takes off running. Quinn Bailey jumps upfield. Gets the near the first down marker. I think he did get it. I don't think the Chase County side is going to be too pleased with that one. He needed to get six, and I think he got six.
First down, Chadron.
Yeah, he did. Up by 26 right there. In the fourth quarter, I'm not too certain I'm okay with that one, but it will be a first and 10 Cardinals. With 7:20 to go in the game. Wind really howling out of the south right now. I believe the sustained wind is in the 30-mile-an-hour range of gusts going 35-40. Just a very breezy night as it'll be pistol set. Landon hands it off to Bailey, who plants the foot, cuts upfield. Quinn Bailey finds a gap, gets pulled down from behind after a gain of 24, and he
Bailey
is down 22.
Stop by Christensen.
You got to protect Quinn Bailey at this point.
First and 10, Cardinals.
He's fine. And he's going to come to the near sideline. Lane Davidson's going to check in. He's a wrestler. He's tough. You got to call it a day at some point. And he is in some discomfort. Might be a little fatigued, too. That's 330 yards. He's only 12 yards away from breaking the school record, which he owns. I don't think he's going to get it right now. As it's a bad snap, there's a pistol look. Davidson behind Landon, and Landon just dives on it.
All Landon can do is fall on it.
It's going to be a loss of two.
Four on the play. Brings up second and 13.
I'm going to say four. I think that's three. So I'm going to disagree with the PA right there. I'd say it's three. So it'll be second and 13, 6:09 to go. Landon's by himself. Davidson near side. Here comes a motion. This is usually a run, and it is going to be a run to Davidson. Cuts upfield. Lane Davidson. It's knocked to the turf after a gain of
Davidson on the carry.
Started at the 41, and he's down to the 32, so that's a gain of 9 for Davidson. Clock ticking. Quinn Bailey put his helmet back on. He's walking along the near sideline right behind the Shattern Cardinal players is Con Marshall. Tom Marshall, I'd like to thank him for helping with some of the coverage of this year. He does great service to the community as Davidson comes in motion from the far side. He gets the handoff, looks upfield. Davidson bounces off one guy. He gets down to the 22-yard line. It's a 10-yard carry for Davidson. So he a first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Well, yard line.
From the 1 yard line, so that was a gain of 11 actually. Coming up on the Fit 7, No Excuses, Just Results, open 7 days a week post game show. We'll talk about the Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dodson. Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes, and as a going up the middle is Davidson. He gets across the 20 to the 19. That's a 2 yard carry. And I forgot to mention, we actually haven't taken a break this quarter, but this fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there.
And then Hall with the stop.
Win and all with the stop and a gain of two. We have 4:40 to go. And this one, Davidson line up in the pistol. Yeah, I think Bailey's done for the night. I think that's the right move. His total of 330 would put him second all time for yards in a game for school history. He owns it with a 4:42. Davidson gets a few. It's knocked down at 16. That's three.
Taryn with the stop. Be third and about six.
That'll be third and Bowl six. Start. They're going to give him two. It'll be a third and two for the Cardinals. And it's Landon who gets wrapped up in the backfield. The flag is out.
Landon wants a keeper. There is a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play. I'm hearing just from my crowd mic a hurdle, but no, it's a hold on Shattered. Chase Callahan declines. It'll be a fourth and
call.
Six that upcoming for the Cardinals. The wind is behind them. See if they give JT Obando an opportunity to try a long field goal, which would be after a loss of.
Fourth and 11.
After the loss of five. So a field goal attempt right now would be about 42 yards. So it'll be a fourth and 11. Kaden Busker will line up in the pistol with Tobin Landon. He gets snapped. He looks to the right side. Takes a few steps to the right. Throws it over the middle. It's knocked up in the air. The pass is incomplete. Turnover on downs for the Cardinals. 3:26 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break from a message from our sponsor, Best Western West Hills Inn and Shannon Cardinal Football here on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
So on a 2nd and 10, new quarterback out there for Chase County, Creighton Paisley, gets a snap and he hands it off to Mullender, who gets nothing. The first play was an incomplete pass, nearly picked. So it'll be a 3rd and 8 after the 2-yard carry. They're going to give him 2. So it'll be 3rd and 8 with the clock ticking as we've pressed top of the hour here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR. Shadron, Nebraska, and Shadron.com. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you as Paisley in the shotgun gets leveled. Pass is incomplete.
Pass
he was looking for Carson Terryberry. And it passes incomplete, so it'll be a 4th and 8. Quinn Bailey is out there just calling the plays. He'll come back to the near sideline. Actually, he might have been in on the play. He's trying to test out his ankle. Takes off his helmet, and he's done. No need to have him out there anymore with 329 on the day. As Chase County, of course, go for it. It's shotgun snap. Pressure coming. Paisley gets throttled in the backfield. Gets across the line of scrimmage. That might have been Christensen.
Christensen with the quarterback scramble.
It is Christensen. He got across the line of scrimmage. Got a yard.
Bannon will take over on downs.
So Shadron will take over on downs with 2:42 to go in the game. Just watching to see who goes on the field. Yeah, Quinn Bailey standing on the near sideline helmet. Hanging up. Caden Busker wants to go in. He's going to stay out. Jace Hoffman goes in. And here comes Buzzy. Coming up on the Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week post-game show. We'll recap this game, give you the Donnie. Well, here in a moment after this play, I'll give you my Donnie Dotson service, my service barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson, at Service Barber's, longtime supporter of our area athletes. Got to see Donnie, meet him this past week. Great dude. As Jace Hoffman gets the carry, he was the backup quarterback. He came in
Hoffman on the carry
a little bit a few weeks ago as the JV quarterback. Mendenhall with the stop, Hoffman with 2. So now Shadron's up to 409 rushing yards. So Braden Bryson Wright check out for the final time tonight as it's time to give the Service Barbershop player of the game, and I'm going to give it to Quinn Bailey. He crossed the 5,000 marker early in the game. He had 140 yards just in the first quarter, which is more than enough. He ended up with 258 at half, but he is my Service Barbershop player of the game as we are under 2 minutes to go in this Best Western. West Hills in fourth quarter. Hoppin gets the pitch, gets popped at behind the line of scrimmage. It's loss of two, loss of three.
Stopped by Hubbard.
So it'll be a third and 11 with under 2 minutes to go in this game. Cardinals now 6-0 for the first time since 2021. They got Alliance next week. This one should move them up a little bit in terms of some of the polls. Stupid possible for the Omaha World Herald. Has not rated them yet, and I understand why. They were a good team last year, but went down and got beat pretty bad by Ashland Greenwood in the first round of the playoffs. Shattern sitting sixth in the coaches' poll, fourth in the Lincoln Journal Star poll, and I expect them kind of sit in the same spot in both. Wouldn't be surprised to see them land in the Omaha World Herald poll as Hoffman gets the carry, gets pulled down from behind. It'll be a fourth and nine as he's back to plus territory in terms of his total yards for the game. Chase County now drops to 3-3 on the season. They got Sydney next week, so if you want to look at the script, it's probably going to be the same for both teams next week, an easy win for the Cardinals when they go down to the Alliance, and for Chase County, a loss to Sydney. Then things get interesting for both sides. You look at the schedules. Chase County has Ogallala on the 18th, and then host Holdridge to end their regular season, and Shattering gets kind of a brutal schedule at the end. They go to Gearing on the 18th and host Sydney on 25th. Sydney right now is playing Ogallala and probably beating them pretty good as Hoffman gets the pitch on the fourth down. He gets past the line of scrimmage, gets a yard or two. We have 27.8 to go. Shattern is going to be shut out in the second half and still win by 26 in this game.
This win can just stop, that's for sure.
Shattern's going to go out with their second team defense for the last play or two of this game. I've seen coaches start to pour out of the press box.
That's right. And maybe we'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll run into
you. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Chase County. About to wrap this one up with the Cardinals. Going to win this one 32-6 unless a crazy play happens. And rolling to the near side, and Paisley gets hammered down in the backfield. That's another sack for Zane Cullors. Like Paisley, actually. No, that's Christensen. On the 5-yard sack, and Chase County is going to go ahead and call her a night. 32-26, the Cardinals led at halftime, and that's your final score for the night. No, Christensen's going to snap it. Looks near side, runs to the far side, and he's going to get ripped down from behind. And the game ball's on the ground, though. Not going to worry about that. And on the tackle was Tobin Russ. And that'll do it. Your final score, 32-6. The Shattern Cardinals take down the Chase County Longhorns. Cannot believe we're at this point, and we are 6-0 for the Shattern Cardinals. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back for the fifth seven. No excuses, just results. Just open 7 days a week post-game show. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Thank you.
honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattern Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattern or online at shatternfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Oh, welcome back to Cardinal Field. 32-6, your final score. The Shattern Cardinals taking down in the Chase County Longhorns. We are live here on the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson here with you. In the post-game part of the game, what a long night it's been. Shattern steamrolling the first half, outgained Chase County by almost 300 yards just in the first half. Chase County got it going in the second half and shut out the Shattern Cardinals. Only scored one touchdown, though, in that second half as the Cardinals were shut out in the second half tonight as they win 32-6 over the Chase County Longhorns. Quinn Bailey ended up with a total of 329, which would be the second highest mark all time in Shattern High School football history. Only behind his mark of 342 against Alliance last year in Alliance, and we'll be heading down there next Friday night. With how Shattern's season's going, if he gets 342, that means he's going to do it on 25 carries again, because tonight he ended up with a total of 44 carries, which is a season high for Bailey. You look at his season stats so far this season, that's his season high by 4 carries. He had a previous season high of 38 twice this season in the first game and in the game against, looking at my schedule right now, against Gothenburg. So both times he's rushed for over 38 times or more happened here at Cardinal Field in the fourth game of the season here at Cardinal Field. Just an incredible night. The Cardinals ended up with 407 rushing yards and add another 10 through the air for a total of 417. Chase County ended up with a total of 117 yards. We're in the negatives after the first half. Cardinals had 22 yards of penalties on 5. Ended up winning the turnover battle too, which puts them in the plus one category for turnover margin on the season. They were even coming into the night. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back for more postgame. You're tuning in to Fit 7 postgame show here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Well, welcome back to the Fit 7 postgame show. We're starting to wind this night down here from Cardinal Field. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We'll go ahead and take a look at some scores throughout the region here in a moment, but the Cardinals again move to 6-0 on the season with Alliance coming up next. We'll go ahead and jump into some scores from around the region. First, I want to check on the Alliance Lexington scores. Lexington's going to defeat Alliance 34-18. Sydney running away from Ogallala 26-0 nearing the half. Other scores across Class C1, Cozad taking it to Gothenburg. Aurora beating Adams Central right now. Ashton Greenwood and Boys Town in a heated battle. That could have some influence on the rankings going forward. O'Neill leading Pierce 13-7. And a quick look at Class C2. Kearney Catholics beating Gordon Rushville 40-8 right now. I want to see Valentine's score. That's the score I'm really interested in right now. Valentine's taking it to Mitchell. Valentine is going to be 4-2 and trending toward a Division I win for the Cardinals, which would be huge for them, especially given what's going on for Alliance right now. I'm going to quick look at Class B. Elkhorn and Elkhorn North are going at it 7-14. Elkhorn leading Elkhorn North. That'd be a major upset. York beating the crap out of Lincoln Northwest. I'll admit that's a stadium I did not like being in. Ralston and Crete going at it in a tight 1-19-14. And a quick look at the six-man market. No score update from Crawford, as Crawford and Hay Springs are playing tonight. But we'll go ahead and take a break, come back for one final time. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches, or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long.
Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
For one final time tonight from Cardinal Field, the Shadron Cardinals win 32-6 over the Chase County Longhorns, 6-0. Alliance next week. Chase County now 3-3. Have Sydney next week at home. Tomorrow here on Stereo, 6:10 a.m. KCSR, we got Nebraska high school football beginning. Nebraska Cornhusker football beginning at 1:45 with kickoff following at 2. Greg Sharp hopefully on the call tomorrow. Cornhusker is going up against Rutgers, who was undefeated so far this season. Sunday we got remote broadcast. Jeremy Anderson will be over at the Firefighters spaghetti feed from 10 to noon before Denver Broncos take over at noon with kickoff following at 2. Then on our next Shadron High School-related broadcast will be on Wednesday night from the winery, 6:06 start time for Sports Weekly. And then next Friday night we'll meet up in Alliance. So looking at the schedule going forward for next week for Shadron High School. Tomorrow, of course, you got the Twin Cities Invite softball is in Imperial for two games versus Chase County and Alliance. On Monday, you got District Golf in Ogallala. Tuesday night, you got District Softball also in Genoa. Tuesday, Shadron Volleyball host Rapid City Christian. And next Friday night, we'll be down in Alliance for high school football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. Well, what a night it's been. Quinn Bailey cracked 5,000 to become the 60th man all time to do it. 24th, who have played every snap of that time in Class C1, and just an incredible night for the Shadron Cardinals. That'll do it for us tonight here from Cardinal Field, saying so long. We'll talk to you on Wednesday night here on KCSR. This is the Fit 7 Postgame Show.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more
Save more so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shagrad Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shagrad Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shagrad.com.
Me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Oh, Leona. More than I can ever tell. I thought that you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me here with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. All Leon and Buddy now. Now someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Country Classic Weekend. AM 610. KCSR.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scouting master down to Lake Onega Nike. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselors said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had our eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed, they were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp
Cucamonga. My mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We'll learn to make sparks, fire, rocket sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars, and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast, even we couldn't catch them. Barn a lake and egg and hike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
And we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Ah, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. Far like an eagle knife all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot,
a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go with the girls that do.
While putting some new strings on my old guitar, I know just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit down and write me a song.